This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
You are now listening to episode 1 of Hashtag Best Me Ever Podcast by Coach Mike Celis. I am so excited that you are joining me today. Today's episode is all about my very own Hashtag Best Me Ever journey. Ever wondered how this personal hashtag of mine transformed into one of the most influential global coaching platforms across multimedia? What is it like to be authentic, unapologetic, and be the grandest version of oneself? Become that unicorn within, one's very own hashtag best me ever. I hope that this episode, through my personal journey, you will be inspired to discover yours.
A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself. And asking this question, why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Celis.
Before I begin, I would like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, for this wonderful opportunity to spread good vibes and positivity all over the world. Hopefully, more lives will be changed for the better after listening to my podcast. Okay, so let's get on with the show. A unicorn made me do it. That's how candidly I can start my story. I remember at age 5, I saw a unicorn for the first time, and I fell in love with it instantly. I knew from that time on one thing, that I myself was a unicorn. You see, ever since I was young, I already knew I was different. And everyone around me made sure I knew that. Growing up, I wasn't your typical kid who wanted to go roughhousing with boys my age or who would request for guns and robots on my birthday. Instead, I had fond memories of playing with my girlfriends and asking for a My Little Pony and Wonder Woman on 2 separate occasions. Cute? Not when you have parents who were as conservative as mine, who didn't waste time making me feel that I made the wrong choices. I figured that out after hearing them scream at me and beat me up. But back then, I told myself that maybe I should have just chosen another toy so they wouldn't be angry. I thought it was that simple. I also thought that my parents were just being tougher than usual, so I was quite happy every time I went to school simply because, you know, I get to hang out with kids my age and just be ourselves. So I thought. happily being the kid with a big smile and hugs for everyone, my sunny disposition changed when a number of my former classmates started bullying me for being too soft. At first, I couldn't understand what was happening, on why I was called names and made fun of endlessly simply because I didn't fit the mold. So instead of being my happy place, I remember my younger days in school as the time I learned to be independent. This came about after realizing that I had to do something to stop people from being mean to me, or else I would be isolated. And so I did. I studied hard, got good grades, and became popular because of that. People became less mean to me, and a bunch of them suddenly wanted me to be their friend because they will benefit from me. But mind you, that was only inside school. Outside of it, these so-called friends were nowhere to be found. It didn't take me long to accept that situation as a fact, that without my achievements, I would be nothing. So instead of building real relationships, I started building walls to protect myself. Walls grounded on my success. For a time, it worked. I got to be one of the youngest creative directors of a multinational advertising agency before setting up my own and turning it into a multi-million venture. I got to be invited as a subject matter expert and resource person by different media and organizations. As someone who was excelling in the field of marketing and advertising, after handling numerous local and international brands while catapulting them to market leadership, I grew my company from a one-man team to a full force of 20. I was earning a lot, and I thought that time I was living my dreams when I reached my peak. The funny thing then was that no one then dared question my preferences, and people who did heard from me in ways I would never do at present. I was very gung-ho, as my boss told me so. And guess what? I took that as a compliment, totally ignoring the fact that my people needed breaks because they were breaking down. In my mind, I couldn't allow them because work calls, but more so, I was trying to protect what was protecting me all these years. My walls of success. All throughout, I thought grit, anger, and wanting to prove myself were enough to keep me going. However, the universe had other plans. Just right now, I remember being asked in an interview for a show about what else can I ask for, because it seems that I had everything then. I remember just giving a thin smile as my reply, simply because deep inside, I knew I had nothing. I wasn't fulfilled with what I was doing. My money couldn't buy happiness anymore. And that fact was only strengthened even more when the universe threw me a curveball. I found myself in a physically abusive relationship, which I tolerated for the longest time, thinking it was the kind of love that I actually deserved, and that he was the only one who would understand and accept me fully. I also found myself at the rock bottom when my friend of 15 years, whom I hired in my company, betrayed me and left me almost bankrupt. So suddenly, I don't have the walls of success to protect me. And the people who used to surround me when I was on top left me one by one when I hit rock bottom. It was indeed a humbling experience. During the time when everything fell apart, I remember being in my room with suicidal thoughts. I was thinking of whether to slash my wrist or to overdose myself with pills. I was already thinking of writing my own suicide note. But then suddenly something inexplainable happened. In between shedding tears, I had a vision of my 5-year-old self and my first love, my unicorn. And that sparked something inside of me as I decided to just start all over again. So wanting to get through that year, I started posting on Facebook the lessons I have learned in those experiences and used the hashtag best year ever. By doing it every single day as my means to cope, people started resonating towards my daily posts and my engagements and followers grew. By the end of the year, I was already contemplating of what hashtag to use the following year. And that was when I told myself, while recovering slowly, that maybe it wasn't about the year or what happened to me or who hurt me, but rather, it was about the choices I made thereafter. It was all about me. So that is when hashtag best me ever was born. Hashtag best me ever is my own unicorn within. That authentic, unapologetic, and grandest version of myself. Call it a twist of fate because guess what? I realized that all those things needed to happen so I can discover my very own hashtag best me ever. So I took a sidestep from doing marketing and advertising and started teaching graduate school and anti-gravity yoga classes on the side. I asked myself what I really wanted to be because during that time, my heart was no longer with the industry I grew up with. I found myself resonating with Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, and Tony Robbins. Like them, I wanted to speak to inspire. So I did my research and found out that they have worked with coaches or are considered as coaches themselves. And without thinking, just armed with my newfound commitment to myself and self-love, I finally went for what makes my heart skip a beat. Become a life coach as I inspire others to become their own hashtag best me ever. And now, 6 years after, hashtag best me ever has evolved into a formidable coaching platform for celebrities, top executives, and highly successful people and aspiring coaches whom I fondly call my unicorns. It has evolved into an international best-selling book series, an anchor for all my various talks, some of which have made it to TED.com. It has become a trusted brand and company partner globally, and now you're listening to an international podcast as well. But more than those, hashtag best me ever is a beautiful reminder of how my brokenness made me whole and allowed me to break through thereafter. And yes, I can say it now, the unicorn lives on. Now, in your case, I want you to take this time and reflect. What's that one thing that you would like to do for the rest of your life, over and over again, even if you're not paid, every single day? What is your 5-year-old self longing to be that you finally want to give a chance? What experiences do you have now are shaping you to become your own hashtag best me ever? Try to inquire within, and I look forward to journeying with you soon. Please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and share the joy to others. Feel free to write a review if you loved it. You may also visit www.coach-mikesellis.com or connect with me through FB, IG, or TikTok. Thank you for listening today. And know that wherever you are right now, it's okay. Simply because you're on your way to becoming your own hashtag best me ever. My name is Coach Mike Sellis. Stay happy and inspired always, guys. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.